be a source of TOD funding, but near as I know, almost everything that comes out of MTC needs matching dollars, and with the elimination of redevelopment, we are severely limited by our ability to match anything, and in the case of my little city, we don't really have any tools left for contamination cleanup. So I wanted to let the full, I abstained because I want to let the full commission know what my concern was, but I want to acknowledge especially the comments of Andreas Kluver and the Building Trades Council about this is a document of compromise that has a little bit of, for a lot of people, and I appreciate the people who rallied around this, but again, this is the only category that really strongly links land use with transportation. And so I think we're selling ourselves short.
And I'm going to go to the, what I call the newcomers. John, you want to go? Then Wilma? Then Rob, okay.
Now, I'll keep my comments uncharacteristically brief. I'm listening here. I've been in the water industry for 30 years, and I'm still trying to get my head around permanent subsidies in the same phrase as long-term sustainability. It just doesn't work for me, but I'm trying to get there. As all of you know, I am the mayor of Livermore. I represent 45,000 voters, 83,000 residents, that apparently the 600 members of Walk Oakland, Bike Oakland consider to be irrelevant. These people have said that we don't matter because we're only 83,000 people. I was taken with the fact that several of the folks were 32 and 33 years old, and that they have concerns about paying a tax for something that they don't have. Well, the people in Livermore have been paying that tax for 50 years, and we don't have BART to Livermore yet. I like the language the way it is. I don't want to get nuanced out of this because connection to connect, that could be a bus. And we haven't been paying for a bus in Livermore. We've been paying for BART to Livermore. Not a connection, not a bus, BART to Livermore. So I don't want to get tripped up by some nuance. This is a balanced transit expenditure plan where everybody gets more. Everybody doesn't get everything they want. As Mayor Green said, we all compromise. That's what politics is about. We all get more than we've got now. But if Measure B fails, we're all going to get less. And since this whole system works on subsidies, that means if we all get less, that means it's going to get less and less every single year, and there will be more and more cuts to service and a greater state of disrepair. So I like the language the way it is. I'm going in favor of the TEP. I certainly appreciate all of the work that staff has put in and the rest of this board has put in. This has been a long slog, and I greatly appreciate your efforts.
Wilma?
Okay, I just have a couple things to say, and I am going to vote for the plan, so just to let you know that. First of all, I want to go on the record and thank staff for changing the language on the Broadway interchange. Our office has been working on this, as you know, for 6 months, and there will be continued negotiation over what the design of that project is going to be, so I want to thank you for that. I just want to say that it was interesting. A lot of people said they worked on the authorization last time. And it's much more complex this time. First of all, because the economy is a lot worse. So there's a lot more pressure. I think second of all, because, you know, people are just less happy these days. People are in a grouchier, more contentious mood. And I think third of all,
you should have been in some of the ad hoc committee meetings.
Yeah, I wasn't even there, and I know. And I think third of all, because with the new government structure, back then there were only five elected officials, you know, really dealing with this. With the new structure, it becomes much more complex. So I think the staff and steering committee and the chairs have generally done a great job. The only other thing I'll say is I've never seen a project where people are 100% happy. And even from the comments I heard, 100% of the people are at least 80% happy. And to me, in this environment, that's pretty good. I am really concerned. I wish that the TODs could remain. I mean, those are something that a lot of us have been working on in our districts. So I think we can just continue discussions on how, as a region, we can work on those projects. Many of them are very, very worthwhile, and the community has been looking forward to them. So it's unfortunate that was taken out, but that's not going to change my vote.
Thank you. Rob?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your hard work up to this point. I really appreciate it. I want to thank staff as well for your hard work. It's been a long slog, and I also want to thank the steering committee for its efforts, and the ad hoc folks for making the time for those meetings and hearing each other out and making some significant compromise up to this point. So I want to acknowledge that, recognize that. We have come a long way. I think we're very close to where we need to be, but I think there's still an opportunity here for a final stretch and a final reach on a couple of discrete areas that have already been articulated by a number of speakers and by some of the commissioners, including some of the abstainers who raised concerns, which I think others share. So if we can kick those around a little bit and make some progress as a collective and make that final compromise that's needed, I would love to see this TEP be voted on unanimously. I think we all want that. And I think with a little bit more fine-tuning, we can get there. So specifically, just to call it out, the youth bus pass, I think we're there. Sounds like with Rebecca's idea, so let's take that off the table. I think that leaves two more areas. TOD, I share Supervisor Chan's concerns and the other people who've raised concerns about trying to restore maybe 1% of it, maybe not the entire 2%, but some of it back. And also tweaking the BART to Livermore language, ensuring that we don't have any conflict between the preferred alignment of the BART board and just making sure that gets sewed up a little bit. So I think we're almost there. I want to thank everybody for where how far we've gotten, and let's try to make that final stretch together.
Joyce and Larry.
Thank you. I just want to once again thank the steering committee, who's heard all of this two times today and two times every time we meet. And I want to thank the ad hoc committees, who's heard it three times, and all their patience and all their efforts. This is just a tremendous amount of work, and I just really appreciate you guys doing all the sitting and the listening and the negotiations. It's really been super. I'm definitely going to vote for this plan. It's just an excellent prospect for Alameda County. Wanted to make just one comment regarding this measure. This is a jobs bill. This will create immediate jobs. And that's what's most exciting about it. And in this economy, that means everything. And so not only does it create the immediate construction jobs, but my excitement about the BART to Livermore extension is the fact that BART to Livermore means we are getting people to where a job center is being created. Livermore is going to become a job center. That's their focus. We need to make sure we have transit to job centers. Our TOD has been so focused on housing that we want to get focused over to jobs. And so if we can keep BART full in all directions, north, south, east, west, if BART is full all the time getting people to jobs, that means we have lots of jobs in Alameda County, and that means that our BART extensions are providing transit to those jobs in an environmentally sound way. Our Warm Springs extension is going to do that for us towards Fremont, and I believe BART to Livermore is going to provide us that extension so that people can take BART to and from their jobs, and that's going to be very important for keeping BART full and keeping them with those maintenance operation funding. So I support this very strongly. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to stay with the what I call the newcomers first. Fareed, is that yours? Or John? Go ahead.
I'm going to echo a lot of fellow commissioners have already said that. Really want to thank the acknowledge all the great work that the steering committee and ad hoc committees have been going through for a number of months. And even though I wasn't there, but I know all the hard work that's gone into it. Just so I'll keep the suspense out, I am supportive of the TEP. And I just want to make a couple of comments that, as a number of speakers have already said, there's always going to be people that want this, want that, and I feel that you all compromised a lot, and everybody got something out of the whole process, so I'm proud that that's happened. Additional comments is that, and also appreciate of staff and Art of supporting the changes to the I-80 Broadway-Jackson language, and I'm most appreciative, and especially it impacts, from my standpoint, because I'm now working in the Oakland Chinatown area, so I have an appreciation for the needs and the congestion. And in fact, not only do I work there, but I also eat there and I also shop there. So it's very important that I think as we go through the process and you vet each of these projects, that is very important that we listen to each of the communities and their concerns, and that we make them part of the process, part of the decision process. So just really be open-minded and listening. So those are my comments, and again, thank you for all the hard work of the steering committee and the ad hoc committees.
Lori.
Thank you. Probably won't be brief. You know, I probably represent a community that delivers more votes and more support per capita to transit than any other community in Alameda County. I should have looked it up beforehand. And I was not a member of the steering committee, but I attended the last three meetings, and I was not a member of the ad hoc committee, but I attended all of those meetings. Because I felt that in some ways I had actually neglected this process and needed to get up to speed. And I'm probably not up to speed yet. But I do have some observations to make. I think, number one, we've talked about the advocates. And I think we all need to, rather than say the advocates as if they were outsiders, we all need to concede that every one of us is an advocate. I think I've said this before. So I think it's a little unfair, a little pejorative, to label an outside group as the advocates. We've all been here advocating. I've certainly, over the last month, done as much advocating as I can stand. And so here we are, you know, I guess, on the final day. It was ironic, you know, there was a comment made earlier today in the steering committee meeting about BRT and Berkeley. Berkeley actually could not even collect enough votes on our council to consider an EIR that would include a consideration of BRT going through Berkeley. We couldn't even muster 5 votes to do that. So I'm a little bit embarrassed by that, that we couldn't do that. But the fact of the matter is, when I look at, I keep wanting to call it BLT, but I know it's BTL. When I look at BTL, I do find it interesting that we insist on such prescriptive language. I just don't understand that. And it would be ironic if a month or two or three from now, we were informed by council that in fact, it's too prescriptive and we will not be able to move forward with an environmental review if that's the case. And I don't know if that question can be answered today or not. I also, Mayor Green, I thought, was being very magnanimous and in a compromising mood when he agreed that it would be appropriate to raise the AC transit percentage to 18.8. Had I known that that money was going to come straight out of a TOD program, I probably would have caught my breath and said something. I didn't know it at the time, and I'm going to go back and talk about process a little bit too. I'm glad we've settled the bus pass language. I think we have, or at least we're going to have an amendment. We're going to have a proposed amendment we can vote on. I'm puzzled by the resistance to it. We're either committed 100% to that program and making it a success, or we're not. So if there's some doubt in some of the advocates' minds that that's the commitment we're making, then I think we should assure them of that. A couple of other things that have not been raised today. One, I'm concerned about the vagueness of the voter check-in, and I just want to go to that page, and I want to just read. It's on page 495 of our packet. It says, voters will have the opportunity to review and approve comprehensive updates to this plan at least once prior to the completion of the completion of 2042 and every 20 years thereafter. Well, that means this commission, and I won't be on it then, could wait until 2041 to get a voter check-in. I mean, why have we not made that a little more definitive. I'm concerned about the vagueness of the reference to funding formula review. And I know the executive director has mentioned that several times. We have committed here to a funding formula for the county and the four planning areas. And I'm wondering what's in that sentence. And so maybe I can get some clarification from staff on that. In spite of that, I am inclined to support the program. I do hope we can make a couple of changes between now and when we vote in the next 15 to 30 minutes. And I would, most importantly, I would like to see a commitment to TOD funding, and maybe the executive director has a creative way of coming up with that, because I'm concerned about that. I'm almost at the point of willing to let the BART to Livermore language stand, because we now have apparently some legal challenge, and that'll take care of it completely. I mean, if in fact it's not going to work. And, you know, Supervisor Haggerty, I know you're this is a project that you very strongly support, in the same way that I very strongly supported bus rapid transit coming to Berkeley, but couldn't get the five votes to do it. So I understand your commitment to that.